Tom. How are you guys doing over there?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good morning.
Where are you?
Good morning. I'm in Washington.
You at the White House?
I'm heading out. Yep. I'm heading out on the road. So I'm sitting here looking out over the monument.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to get out there and start campaigning.
That's a big old house. Is it hard to keep cool in this hot summer?
You know, they've got the heat and the air conditioning pretty much down.
Really?
So I can't say that we're sweltering over here, but it is definitely hot in D.C.
Yeah. How's your mom?
She's good. She's in Chicago. She, you know, the girls have a few weeks at camp, and she gets out of here, so she's actually in Chicago. Hey, Mom.
Hey. Aww. Hey, Miss Robinson. So, the girls, yeah. they went over to London?
They did not, because I was only there for a couple of days, and they go to this sports camp, and the decision was, do you not go to sports camp at all, or do you come for 2 days with me to London? And they were like, bye.
That's great.
See ya, Mom. Good luck with that.
One heck of a sports camp.
How about that, Gabby, huh? How about that, Gabby?
So proud of her. So proud. Just amazing. I mean, Barack and I always say, you know what? All those gymnasts, given what they do, they should get a medal. Something. All of them. Just, you can flip up in the air on that little pole.
And really?
You can. It's just amazing what they do and the amount of training and focus. I'm just in awe. And
your babies,
very proud of her.
Your babies aren't in gymnastic class?
My babies are too tall. We are too tall that we don't bend that way. You know? And when you see the Olympics, you see your body type. And our body type is not the gymnast body type.
Mm-hmm. Are they the basketball player types?
We're the basketball player type, the little volleyball player type. You know, lots of leg. Lots of leg. Can't get it around that pole. Can't get all that leg around.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm going to go to break. And when I come back at the top of the hour, I'm going to play this jingle we did when the Big Chief sang the Al Green song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we mixed that down and made it into a
Oh, my goodness. Can't wait to hear.
And by the way, I heard you're a really big fan of Eric Benet's, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw Eric.
I read about
Benet
that.
And Lettucey. I'm a huge fan of Lettucey. She blew out her concert. But yes, I love it.
I got to tell you. All right, we might have to have a little tussle here, First Lady, Eric Benet. But all respect to you, but I'm just saying.
I like his voice.
Okay.
I know. He's great.
Who's the better singer, voice. Eric Benet or the Big Chief?
Wow.
Oh, goes without saying, Barack Obama.
Hello.
I mean, please.
Do you know where she lives? Who she's married to?
All right.
No contest.
Okay.
She's calling today about a program called It Takes One. And when we come back, we're going to talk about It Takes One on the Tom Joyner Morning Show with the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama.
My skin's brown, but still I'ma stick around, cause with my USA, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, I'm in love with you, hey. America need a change, and the homeless need more than just change. They need jobs and a check, like war vets need his or her respect. The little man needs a bigger hand. Graduate to yes we did, from a yes we can. President Obama, just let him know exactly how you feel on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And it's gotta sing it, oh, oh, oh.
the Big Chief.
Singing it only
That's
as
right.
he can.
That's right. Four more for number 44.
There yes, you go. Yes, my husband is a gifted man.
All right. Okay, so Big Chief or Al Green, who's the better singer?
You know, I mean, I live with the man.
Okay.
Although, you know, Al, he does it right. So I'm gonna lie in the balance here, you know.
Big Chief or Stevie Wonder?
Well, Stevie Wonder, you know, even I have to push aside the Big Chief for Stevie. You know? Stevie does have an edge. You know?
Okay.
He actually has
a slight edge.
And creativity and
as a musical
all of that.
Genius, yes.
He's a musical genius, small things like that. So, you know, I want to retain some credibility here. You know?
We're less than 100 days away from the elections.
Yes, indeed.
And you have a project you call It Takes One.
Yes, yes. The idea, you know, really, it's a simple one. It's, you know, this election is going to be closer than the last one. That's the only guarantee we have. And really, what's going to make the difference are people talking to people. So what I tell folks when I'm out there doing grassroots events are multiply. I tell them, multiply yourselves. And really, all it will take is just that one person that you register to vote, that one person that you get out to the polls, that one person that you talk to and help them understand what's at stake. Mm-hmm. I want people to be thinking that one could be the one that puts us over the top.
Gotcha.
Especially when you think about how an election is broken down over precincts and counties and communities. We've seen close elections. It could come down to the last 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone who doesn't feel like, you know, the thing I can do won't make a difference, we're just trying to change that, because all it will take is one. And if each of us does our one,
mm-hmm.
and all of us know that one person in our lives, right? That one knucklehead nephew that's not registered to vote,
mm-hmm.
you know, that one neighbor that's not really paying attention, or that one person in your office that's confused about how Barack's tax plan will benefit that individual. Those are going to be the conversations that make the difference. And in this election, you know, we're going to be making a choice about how we want our democracy run. You know, do we want our president selected by people rolling their sleeves up, knocking on doors, or are we going to hand it over to a couple of people who write big checks? And we've invested throughout not just this campaign, but throughout Barack's first term in building organizations on the ground, because it's not just about choosing the next president. It's about choosing what the next tax plan is going to be, or whether we, you know, whether we actually tackle global warming, or whether our kids can go to school without a mountain of debt. You know, these are the issues that we're really talking about, and it extends far beyond who's in the White House, but who's in the Congress, who's in the State House, who are our mayors, you know, how are these campaigns funded, do we support that? So we want people focusing on the one thing I can do, and everybody can do one thing, and it'll be that one-on-one kind of contact that's going to get us over the finish line in the end.
Yes.
So it takes one.
I've got the perfect mechanism to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We have partnered with the NAACP and the National Urban League and the National Action Network,
mm-hmm.
and we have a number that you can simply call and register someone over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. You know that one person that's not a registered voter?
Absolutely.
And they should be. If you could just you could dial the number.
Absolutely.
Put it in your contact.
Right.
1-866.
Yeah, yeah.
My vote one, and all that's done on the phone.
Yeah, it's as easy as that, and that's the one thing we got to keep emphasizing to people, that voting, registering to vote, is a simple thing to do, and we don't want anybody to be intimidated by the political process, because
mm-hmm.
essentially sometimes that's what keeps people from
mm-hmm.
engaging. They just feel like, you know, I'm going to run into problems, it's going to be a challenge, but we just have to keep reminding people this is as simple as a phone call. It's as simple as going to the website. We also have a website called gottavote.org. GOTTAvote.org, where people can go online and do the same thing. So, you know, the fact that you, the NAACP, so many organizations are focused on voter registration, again, it is critical because this is our power in the end. And again, it's not just about this presidential election. It's about the future of our communities and our families, and that's the way you make change in the voting booth. So,
yes, Lord, that's right.
Ms. Obama,
thank you so much for that initiative.
We have so much information here, and we have it on blackamericaweb.com. We have it at barackobama.com and /1. But there's so much there in Black America Web and on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. We get it every day. Mm-hmm. How is it that you keep people engaged or get people engaged? Because 2008 was just such an incredible year.
Yeah.
And you saw the groundswell, obviously, of support and people standing in line for hours at a time. How are you keeping them engaged in this one?
You know, we have thousands of offices that, and many of them in the important swing states, and that's something that we try to explain to people, because some people feel like, well, I don't feel the campaign, I don't feel that energy in my place. But the point is that swing states are going to play a crucial role strategically in this. So if you go to Ohio or Iowa, Florida, Pennsylvania, where I'm about to go, you will see an organization that has been on the ground for years, and that's a huge advantage that this campaign has had in the past and will continue to have, because our opponents haven't invested anything or not as much as we have on that kind of grassroots support, and that's been going on since Barack was elected. But we have thousands of organizations. Whenever I'm going to a rally now, there's going to be a couple of thousand people there, but they're people in that audience are team leaders who are working every day making calls and pulling their neighbors in, and we organize a set of events around team leaders. And again, in places like Ohio and Iowa, this process has been on the ground for 4 years, so we're not recreating the wheel. So the swing state focus is really a critical focus, because in a presidential election where you're counting electoral votes, and we all heard about that in the last election, right? The swing states strategically make a huge difference. And when you're dealing with limited amount of resources, like our campaign is compared to the other guy who's got millions and millions pouring in, we have to be really strategic about where we put our resources. So that's why you're going to feel the campaign in those swing states, even more so in places like my hometown, like Illinois, or places like California or New York, where our view is we should have that sewed up, and we will, but we don't take anything for granted. You know, no one should take anything for granted, because we've seen how these elections, you know, they can go any way, and if it's close, we don't want it to be close, right?
You are the first cheerleader of the nation, too. Not just the first lady, but the first cheerleader. Good for you.
It's a great role to have.
All right.
I have been proud to be able to serve in this role, and I'm ready to do it for 4 more years.
All right.
We're lucky to have you.
We got a lot more work to do.
All right. Man. 4 more for the 44.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
All right. Love you, baby.
Bye-bye.